I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. And now a story from Public Post, VPR's local news coverage of cities and towns around Vermont. VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. Some popular hiking trails in the Northeast Kingdom are now protected thanks to a land conservation effort that's been years in the making. VPR's Amy Noyes has more from the hills of Westmore that provide the backdrop to Lake Willoughby.
If you've hiked Haystack Mountain any time in the past quarter century, then you've walked on land belonging to Vince and Louisa Dottoli. You may have even seen the Dottolis, who spend a lot of time out on the land as well.
We take a hike 365 days a year, every morning.
That's Vince Dottoli. He and his wife recently worked with the Vermont Land Trust and the Nature Conservancy to secure a conservation easement on the property they've been allowing the public to enjoy for decades. Here's Louisa Dottoli.
We looked for over 20 years for a very unique and a beautiful property and found this one in Westmore in the Northeast Kingdom. We've lived here for, I guess, part-time and full-time, close to 27 years, and enjoyed it. We've kept the trails open while we owned it, and we're looking forward to this as an opportunity to keep them open.
Public recreation is just one of several reasons conservation groups in the state sought a conservation easement for the Dottoli's property. It's also a working forest and sensitive wildlife habitat. Vermont Land Trust Conservation Director Tracy Shaw describes the parcel.
The property that we've protected is just under 3,000 acres. It includes five peaks over 2,000 feet in elevation. It includes significant frontage on Long Pond, the entirety of another small pond called Mud Pond on the property, 8 miles of cold water stream frontage that form the headwaters of the Willoughby, the Clyde, and the Passumpsic Rivers. But also it sits within now a 15,000-acre block of unfragmented forest land.
John Binhammer, Director of Land Protection at the Nature Conservancy, explains why it's important to conserve large tracts of forest land like this one.
It's in a wildlife corridor that we've identified with our partners where wildlife is able to move basically from the wilds of Maine all the way to the Adirondacks. And this is a critical piece of that wildlife corridor. It also has just an amazing variety of habitats from the low elevation down by the pond here to high elevation land, spruce fir forests, just a wide variety and diversity.
The Dottolis still own the property, but now the Vermont Land Trust and the Vermont Housing and Conservation Board hold a working forest conservation easement. Tracy Shaw of the Vermont Land Trust explains what that means.
So the property stays in private ownership. It can be bought and sold like other lands, but there are restrictions that stay with the deed as the land passes hands.
Shaw says that means protection in perpetuity for important wildlife habitat and four popular hiking trails that the Dottolis have kept open to the public.
So they had been used by the public at the landowner's discretion, but at any point could have been closed down. They're trails that are really iconic in this region. People come from further away around the state to hike them, trails up Bald Mountain, Haystack Mountain, and also Pisgah. And now, as part of the conservation easement, perpetual public access is ensured to those trails.
John Binhammer says conservation organizations have wanted to protect the land for 30 years.
We're very pleased to work with our partners, the Vermont Land Trust and the Dottolis, to conserve the property for future generations and keep it working for us, but also have the trails open for public use.
The Dottolis say they're happy with the arrangement, too. Now they can take their daily hikes knowing generations to come will enjoy the land just as they do today. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.